In this bulletin, Anthony Albanese poised to announce Commonwealth Royal Commission after weeks of pressure, catastrophic fire danger warnings issued for Victoria on Friday, and in cricket, Australia's 4-1 Ashes domination of England is complete. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stirrett. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is poised to announce a royal commission into the Bondi terror attack after weeks of political pressure from the opposition and public figures. Following a cabinet meeting on Thursday to discuss the measure, it is understood Mr Albanese may announce the probe this afternoon. The choice of royal commissioner is not immediately apparent, but former High Court Justice Virginia Bell, Federal Court Judge Michael Lee, and former Chief Justice James Allsop were all believed to be in the running. A poll published by News Corp on Thursday showed 54% of voters agree or strongly agree that the government should call a national royal commission. Unpredictable and catastrophic fire conditions in Victoria are putting thousands of residents in danger, with campers warned conditions are not survivable. At least 450 schools and kindergartens will close across the state on Friday, as most regions have been designated a catastrophic fire danger rating. Three leave immediately warnings are currently in place for a significant bushfire burning at Longwood in northern Victoria. Victoria's Emergency Management Commissioner, Tim Wybush, says all Victorians should be wary of conditions on Friday.
Our emergency services have been preparing for this, and we are prepared. We now need Victorians to heed the advice and take action. Tomorrow is the day where you need to leave early to save your life. Make sure you heed the emergency service warnings and make sure that you've had a conversation with your loved ones about what you'll do if a warning is advised in your area.
Several groups in New South Wales have launched a constitutional challenge against controversial protest laws which restrict public assemblies for up to 3 months following terrorist incidents. The laws rushed through Parliament in the wake of the Bondi attack prevent police authorisation of protests after a public assembly restriction declaration. The groups filing the challenge, the Black Caucus, Jews Against Occupation 48 and Palestine Action Group, argue the laws are invalid because they impermissibly burden the implied constitutional freedom of communication on government and political matters. Palestine Action Group organiser Josh Lees says the laws won't make anyone safer.
Not for the first time, Chris Minns has sought to exploit community fear after the horrific Bondi attack to launch an extreme erosion of our democratic rights and free speech in New South Wales. There is, of course, absolutely no basis for the preposterous claim that millions of people who have opposed and have marched against Israel's genocide in Gaza can possibly be blamed for the Bondi attack.
Israel denies that it is committing a genocide. More than 45,000 civilians have fled their homes amid fierce fighting between Syrian government forces and Kurdish fighters in the northern city of Aleppo. The eruption of violence signals the deepening of a stalemate between the government and Kurdish authorities who have resisted integrating into the central government. Health authorities say 4 civilians have been killed and more than 24 wounded. UN spokesperson for the Secretary-General, Stefan Dujarric, says all parties must de-escalate.
The Secretary-General is alarmed by reports of civilian deaths and injuries following hostilities in Aleppo. The UN reiterates that all parties have a clear obligation under international humanitarian law to protect civilians and civilian infrastructure. We call on all actors to immediately de-escalate, exercise maximum restraint, and take all measures to prevent further harm to civilians.
To sport now, and in cricket, Australia's 4-1 Ashes domination of England is complete after the hosts claimed a nervy 5-wicket win over England in the 5th test. Set 160 to win on the final day, Australia looked in control at 2-92 shortly after lunch. But a mini collapse of 3-29 briefly left Australia with a tricky fourth innings chase. Alex Carey and Cameron Green were then able to get the side home, ensuring England would not reduce the series margin to 3-2. And that's all this evening's latest headlines from the SBS newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.